Our third presentation is an interdisciplinary project for English-speaking persons with aphasia. Un projet interdisciplinaire à l'intention des personnes d'expression anglaise atteintes d'aphasie. On stage, let's greet Arianna Freid, School of Communication Sciences and Disorder, de l'École des sciences et des troubles de la communication humaine, Rebecca Rocher, School of Physical and Occupational Therapy, Maureen Stafford, School of Social Work, Anne Vogt, School of Communication Science and Disorders, and our McGill students, Emily Bishop, Occupational Therapy, and Wendy Donston, Social Work. I leave this to you.
Thank you. Emily has an exam at this very moment, so she's not present, but we have. She gave us a recording, so you'll get to meet her recorded once we get there. So this is part of our team. We also had a lot of students in our project. This semester alone, we had 8 students, and we have also our aphasic group members who were not able to come today. So I have the privilege of working with more than just this project, so it was nice to hear what Michael had to say. He's also worked on initiative for the speech-language pathologists, and Luigi Morabito from the Laval group is here too and is also working with us. But today I'm going to present specifically on one of our projects, and it's our interprofessional project that has been very successful and we're very pleased with. So we had a big title for our project grant, which was coordinated interprofessional services in English for the members of the Association Québécoise des Personnes Aphasiques, which we call the AQPA. And this was going to be a new phase brought into our project where we were going to have, for the first time, speech-language pathology students combined with other programs at McGill with occupational therapy and social work students. So we have a partnership, and Louise Bourbonnet is not able to be with us today, so I put her picture up, the lady with the pink shirt, the other is myself with slightly different hair, and she was here last night and would have loved to be here today. So McGill had partnered some years ago with the AQPA to provide services to members who have had strokes, most of them, who then have aphasia. And there was a group of French-speaking post-stroke patients on the island of Montreal, and those who spoke English, and some of them, of course, are allophone with a preference for English over French, were not getting the same amount of services. So we benefited from phase one of the retention project, where we had speech-language pathology students and a wonderful supervisor involved in the AQPA. And since these individuals have trouble talking, our focus was on communication and had a few successful years. In fact, things built up very nicely so that we were able to have close to 60 aphasic Anglophone members in our groups and up to 12 to 15 McGill students involved in this project every year. So things were going well. However, when the time came up for phase two, we said, what more can we do? So it was a question, what else could we do? And we looked at the profile of the members in these groups and said, what are their issues? And of course, language is huge. Many of them can't talk anymore. We're trying to address this through speech-language pathology. However, they also have physical problems. Many of them have walkers, wheelchairs, can't move one side of their arm. And their life has changed. Some of them can't work. They have different relationships, leisure time changes. And on top of it, a lot of psychosocial issues and isolation and depression is an issue with this population. So we said, speech pathology is addressing aphasia. However, we think someone else can help us with the physical, with the isolation, with these problems. And we started to get together before the grant was even in the offing, and met with social work, Francine Graner. I don't think she's here today, but Estelle Hoge, there she is, changed her chair since last night. Caroline Storr, is she here today from OT? We started to have discussions, and then of course Estelle Hoppmeyer was involved again. So in Quebec, we said, you know, our groups need more. So we added the idea we're going to add occupational therapy and social work to our mix. So this is new. Anything new? Little growing pain, more space, more room. How are we going to do this? What do they do? Coming together of disciplines, how are students going to learn from each other? How are we going to communicate? We wanted an enhanced service. So we're going to see actually first from our OT student, Emily, what she had to say about her experience, which was actually just earlier this semester. So I'll ask you if you can play Emily's clip. Hope you could hear okay. We've had our occupational therapy student give us a little presentation. Besides impacting on the students, there's an impact on our members, our group members, and we have a member, I'll call him Mr. C, who, before we play him, I'll just describe Mr. C. Mr. C is a wonderful individual, great fun to be with. He's very intelligent, still very intelligent, had a really good career until he had his stroke, and he can't talk very well at all, especially if he's spontaneous. Almost no words come out. However, he has a strategy. If he can write quite well, so if he writes, it helps him talk. So we asked him to answer some questions, so he wrote his own script, and he put lots of big words in it, and he's reading this, and he's a little hard to understand. And we had a little technology. I actually wanted to show you a particular clip. Of course, we like what he said. He says that later on in the video, I love the students. However, this is a long clip, and we're not actually able to cue it like we hoped. So I'm just going to play the first minute or so, and you won't get to the part where he says, I love the students from McGill. So we'll have you play a portion of Mr. C's clip now. You can end Mr. C. Okay. All right. So one of Mr. C's comments there, and you get to see how he's been working. He's actually been in the group for 4 years, like he says. So he's a wonderful member to have. Louise Bourbonnais, who's not able to be here either, has agreed to a small interview that we're going to see, and she's making some comments on the different disciplines and how the organization has benefited from this project. So you can play Louise's clip. So this was Louise having something to say about the impact on the association and on the members. So we didn't record everyone. We have some live people here. So actually, I'm going to have Wendy Dunstan talk next about the impact on the psychosocial area. She's been one of our students in the project, a McGill student, with us for two semesters. Really got a role established that hadn't there been there before. So I'll let you talk here, and I'll trade seats with you.
I'm more of a mature student. People are often surprised when they meet me, but yes. Yeah. So social work is an emerging role as well at the AQPA. It's the first year that they have had it, and most definitely there's been a recognized need for this role. You know, prior to this, I didn't know what aphasia was, so I've really learned a lot about the disabilities of the members and the challenges that they face in their everyday lives. The highlight of the social work for me were two things. One was participating in their group sessions for the speech and language, and just really learning how they communicate. Their dialogue, it's a pretty inspirational group. If you ever have the privilege of sitting in one of their sessions, you really draw a lot of your own inspiration from them. Their resilience and just their ability to communicate. Sometimes you're sitting there and you don't know what they're saying, but the others around are very patient, they're very encouraging. You know, you really learn to give them the time. And while you may not understand, it's quite something to watch them really understand each other, and they've expressed that through the many members have expressed that the AQPA really saved their lives. It's given them purpose, it gives them a reason to get up in the day, and they're surrounded by people that struggle just like them, and they're very professional people, all walks of life. It's really quite something. The second highlight was really being able to get into several of the homes over the course of the two semesters, And we were able to really get into the houses and really see the impact, not just on the members themselves, but on the whole family. Many of them are older, so they have adult children who have assumed things like mortgage, like their annual property taxes, decisions about whether to sell the homes that they've been living in there, you know, for 30 years because they either can't keep it up or they can no longer afford it. A lot of people who've migrated here where their spouses have not spoken English or French, who are now in a position where they might have to work. And so these are very scary things for the families and the burden or the responsibility, I guess, that the families have assumed. So that's been another highlight, and really connecting with the other disciplines to see how we can all help with one family at a time, I guess, and help to improve just their everyday life. So I think it's been quite a privilege to be a part of this project.
Thank you, Wendy. So we did find this impact in services actually improved the quality of services to our group, and it was an explosion of service when you go from one discipline doing something all the way. I have a little explosion there. And then I also have a monster there, because it was as if we intended to have an overlap of different disciplines one semester per year. However, we created a monster. Nobody would allow this to end. They said, no, we have to have this. We have to have social work now. We have to have occupational therapy. So our original plan actually expanded very quickly. It was very successful, in fact, more successful than our dream. So this was very well received, and we're still dealing with how to deal with our monster. And of course, we have to pay supervisors, and we will be expanding our social work aspects and hopefully our OT aspects even in the coming semester, although it wasn't originally intended. So this was a good monster and very, very happily received by our agency and by our association and by the members. So what was the key to success? People, the members themselves, being wonderful in welcoming our professionals and our students. The partnership with the AQPA has also been a very good partnership. The other success, of course, was the funding, and we wouldn't have run this project without the funding from the retention grants. So funding was also a key. And the professionals and the people working with us were also a success. And I feel like I should have had Oscars today, Oscars to hand out to my team. When you do any kind of project, the key to success is to be surrounded by great people. Now, everybody starts out with this in a project, and it doesn't always happen. However, in this project at this moment in time, it has happened. It's as if all the stars lined up, and I have had absolutely fantastic supervisors. Darla Orchard, who was with our project for many years, was not able to continue. However, my SLPs, Ariana Freit, who's here today, and Monique Bois have also been fantastic. And of course, for aphasia, we could not live without them. We also had social work, Maureen Spafford, who's here at the end, and great thanks to her for all the work she did in getting the role of social work established in the project. And we've had Rebecca Rauscher, who wore a bit of a dual hat. She did some organization for us, and then she also put on the hat of being an occupational therapist and got this role established too. So this was a fantastic team working with a focus on the clients and great respect for each other. So thank you to my team. Okay. In addition, I have the students at the bottom. We've had a great group of students, also very professional, wonderful to work with. On top of it, the McGill team, Francine, who's waved at us, Estelle, who's waved at us and hopped off the stage, up and up the stage, and we've had Caroline Storr, also wonderful people to work with. So this has made for a very successful project. So at the end, we have to look at greater heights. We want to keep improving our services. And just a little quote from Gandhi, we must become the change we want to see in the world. So thank you very much for this project. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Do you have any questions for Anne in her team?
They must all want their break. Okay. Okay. All right. So I guess it's break time now.